here's the one denial. And this one sits right there. And let you go through your concept. And
are you the representative?
My name is Adam Martin, and I am presenting 209 Stony Point to stay a nightly rental as well. I'll be honest with you, I'm a little shaken and a little shocked, but that's okay. Anytime an issue is addressed, my cell phone is posted, I will fix the issue. Dennis is also the gentleman that will I usually respond to. He's the HOA president. He and I, he is the one that I immediately got back to in regards to the last issue. And I did not get her. So anyway, all that to say, existing nightly rental. This does have a significantly smaller back deck. And the sides of the house extend beyond the back deck. So it is significantly more isolated if the back deck seems to be a concern. The parking, the driveway specifically, is a three-car garage, so you can fit three in, and then another six. So you could fit nine vehicles, which we do not need nine vehicles. We will never have nine vehicles, but you could easily fit nine vehicles in this driveway and in the house, if parking is a concern.
It's been close a few times. I'm a neighbor here, so I'll be speaking from personal experience. I will say, though, just since we're in the concept hearing, you're absolutely right. The back of the house is designed totally different, and I have significant more issues from that house that's farther away than this. I've had, haven't had any issues, and honestly haven't had any neighbors that that I've heard any from. So it is, from a design perspective, totally different.
Yes, sir. We get majority families in this neighborhood. We do get golfers, obviously, with all that Johnny Morris has continued to produce. This particular house has been called the Putter's Paradise. I don't know if we're going to keep it that name, but it is in trying to induce or entice golfers to come. We communicate to them all the house rules, which includes no hanging of towels on the back deck, which includes no noise on the back deck beyond, I say 9:30 p.m. Just bring everything inside at that point, and then please make sure that all vehicles are parked in the garage or in the driveway. We communicate that via text message. It is in our booklet. It is on the walls. And the way we manage, we make sure we clearly communicate that. And when an issue or something has happened, again, I want to be a good neighbor. I do. I will address the issue, and I am not afraid to remove renters if they are unwilling to abide by the guidelines with this house or the other one.
Gentlemen, as a co-applicant for this, is it appropriate for me to speak now or wait to speak in favor of someone to approve the issue in this regards to personal?
It's so late, it's your choice. Whichever expedites the process, I'm in favor of.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, I've lived in Branson for going on 48 hours. We moved here from Houston, Texas, you know, for the purpose of making this our home. I'm married with three little daughters, you know, obviously looking to do something from an investment perspective. I golf. That's what obviously drew me to this property. I can tell you that just my history of knowing this area, you know, public course was there first, residential area built up around it. There's now four to five public courses around there. It is a area and an amenity that brings people from outside in, correct? It's not a private course where people live on a private golf course and have access to, you know, paying fees or dues or something like that. So you're, this area will always invite people from the outside in because it is public and open to the public and because of what Mr. Morris does, obviously. So, I think just that's the perspective I try to think about going into this is, and why I'm looking at it from an investment perspective of why I think it's a good investment because it's an area that draws people and the people that live there and in the area probably know that that's a common amenity in the area, right? And so it's I think as being the owner and then hiring him as my management company, we want to be good neighbors, but also understand the reality of where this is located, right? It's a tourist heavy area. But at the same time, a lot of the earlier issues was maintaining property value, right? I would probably argue that the nightly rental area, or at least in this neighborhood, has probably increased the value of property, for the homeowners that live in that area. So I think there's good. There's a lot that's been said tonight about the negative aspect of nightly rentals. I think there's some very good things about nightly rentals, and that's my point, is trying to make a case for the positive things that come from nightly rentals. And as the owner, with his, permission, we'll do the best that we can to make sure that it maintains a good, conducive property for the people who are permanent residents in the area.
Which sounds cool. Like it's you.
Yeah.
Is the next door neighbor?
I'm down the street, about a block.
Yes, sir.
BlackRock. Okay, so let's flip to public hearing. Is there anyone here to speak on behalf of this applicant? Opposed? Anybody opposed? All right. And again, I think that speaks to the design of this home, why there's not probably neighbors here opposing this. Because the way it's set back, it really sort of... from a standpoint of having buffering on the sides, the building sort of does that in itself, how it's set back in that area. But, Scott, you want to go through the public part?
Yeah, we don't have a whole lot. We had just your location, and, of course, we had your previous approvals and the one denial. And then you do have your decision of record that's your special use nightly rental. And this one is a 5-bedroom, but it does have lots of parking. You still have the buffer that I don't know what was approved in 2017. But I'll let you address.
All right. Anything to add? Not really, right?
No, sir.
From what's talked about, any questions for the applicant? That's a very steep grade from the back of it down, so it's, it's up, and there's not really homes right behind it like the other property, and it's set back. The home to the right now has a fence around it. So any comment, feedback?
Well, I hate to be inconsistent with my motions, but I would make a motion that we do approve this for a while.
Second.
Well, the discussion, the comment I would make is it's a totally different setup than the other one. It's a 3-car. It's got a wider driveway. It's a 5-bedroom versus a 6-bedroom. So, and again, everybody that's been there seems to behave themselves. So. Any other discussion?
I would argue this a totally different setup. That seems a bit of a stretch, right? We've had one filed complaint for the other home, and
are you trying to go past the close here? We've got a motion to approve this one for this owner
no,
here,
sir.
Because it could go a different direction if we want to go that direction.
No, sir.
No? Okay. I thought we were talking about this home. So we've got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? 4-1.
Thank you, gentlemen.
You've heard the decision of record spiel. There'll be one generated, and you'll get a copy and then make arrangements to
either have it mailed to you to be notarized and recorded or come in the office and we'll notarize it and record. So.
Thank you, Mr. Scott.
Okay, yep.
Thank you, John.
What time is it? What do we have to do on the last one, Scott?
It'll be quick, the last
one. It will.
9:49.
Yeah, that'll be real quick. Because I don't see any public talk about it. So.
Oh, we have to approve that?
That to be removed, to be sent to the county commission. And then they'll be the one to file. It's just an amendment. But we have to hold a public hearing.
Case number 2021 is Jeremy and Mallory Dutenhahn seeking planning commission approval.
Yes, sir.
Division 3 special use permit for a second 5 to 6 bedroom single family home for nightly rental use to be located at 200 Siler Road, Richdale. Per the assessor's information, the property is approximately 7.7 acres in size, with an existing single family home being used as a nightly rental approved October 9th, 2018. The single-family home will be served by a private well and an on-site septic system for wastewater. Properties to the northeast, south are large residential parcels, and to the west are vacant residential lots. This project received a total score of 9 on the Western Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score Sheet. So, Siler is off of Jones, off of 86 Highway. You turn on Jones. Follow Jones down to Siler, and here's his 7.7 acre. As you can see, the picture already shows his existing nightly rental. And then real quick, you might recognize this area. Of course, his was approved, this one was approved, these were approved, that one, those. This one here came through after these, but was denied. And this one came through after that one, I believe, and was approved. I can't remember the exact.
I was after. You were after. That's one of Valerie's.
Yes.
That was her second one. I was after that, yes, sir.
Yes, that's what I brought. So.
And are they with you back there? Or no?
She's actually my property manager. Okay. Her company. She represents Rep. Branson.
So are you?
I don't have anything to say.
She's a nice lady that I met.
Okay, but you didn't sign up to speak or anything like that? Okay. Sheila, are you going to speak on this one? No? Okay. Well, we're at 10 o'clock, I think, so.
I'm going so fast.
You just want to go to public hearing? Let's flip it since there's nobody to speak and hear his presentation and then let's go.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
No one's here to deny it. And we know he wants to make a nightly rental there. I make a motion to approve. Can I do that?
I had a great presentation, sir. I had a great presentation.
Speak.
No.
Scott, do you need to officially go through it, or can we?
It's your public.
I mean, do you want to just zip through it real quick, or?
Well, yes.
Or just show it.
For your public hearing.
I bought this land. So it's 10 acres. So now there's another 2.6, so it's a total of 10 acres, so
okay.
It's kind of 5 and 5.
See, that makes a big difference.
Yep. So, and of course, it's your nightly rental, and if he builds the 5-bedroom or 6-bedroom, we'll have to have parking.
Yeah.
As you can see from his previous plan, he's got lots of space for
it's
parking.
It's bigger than a football field. It's 30 foot wide. You can park the Led Zeppelin concert in that.
Buffer, right. He's got.
I won't be saying that.
Lots of native vegetation is his buffer.
Absolutely.
So. Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Scott.
You bet.
George?
No, you shut me down.
No.
I make a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Second, any discussion? All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it greatly.
Thanks for your patience tonight.
Here's the best part.
Is it a memo on the president?
The best part was we generated over $500,000 for Taney County from Tanko Lumber, Blevins Excavation, Lucky Plumbing, Branson Painting, Buckstove, Stovers. I wrote down every company. I thought that was a big part of it. Isn't that cool?
There you go.
You're mistaken. You're not accounting for my age. The best part was the Led Zeppelin.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I had a hard time when I thought. They were like contending when they got up.
You gentlemen have a good night.
All right.
Too late.
Thank you.